An Analytical Study of Words. Chapter 6. What saith the translations? Because orthodox scholars contradict themselves even within their own organizations, when it comes to these words, it often becomes difficult for sincere students to get their true original meaning. The Old Scofield Bible, using the KJV, made 35 marginal notations for the noun ian, and 3 for the adjective aenios, ianion. The late Oxford University Press Sunday School Teacher's Bible corrected the noun 18 times, and the adjective not at all. In the Companion Bible, Dr. E.W. Bullinger noted every occurrence of the noun and the adjective, and showed the corrected translation either in the marginal notes or in the appendix. In the New Analytical Indexed Bible, by John A. Dixon, there are but 3 marginal corrections for the noun 1 gor, 10 11, heb, 6, 5, 9 26. For the adjective only 2 marginal corrections are given, where before time's eternal is offered, instead of before the world began, as in the KJV. The Newberry Bible gives many excellent marginal notes. Correct marginal readings appear for the noun, and, more than 100 times. The adjective is left with no marginal notes, except at 1 tim, 1, 9 and tit, 1, 2, where eternal times is given. In Rotherham's 1872 version, the word age is used consistently for the noun. In his later edition, 1897, the word age is used about 90 times. The adjective for an is translated age-abiding quite consistently in both editions. The ASV of 1901 translates the noun correctly in the text or in a marginal reading in 90 of its 123 occurrences. The adjective was translated eternal at Rome, 1625, 2 tim, 1, 9, and tit, 1, 2, where the KJV used world. Professor Robert Young, author of Young's Analytical Concordance, as well as his literal translation of the Bible, uses age as the translation for the noun. The adjective is translated aging in all except 3 of its occurrences. At 2 tim, 1, 9 and tit, 1, 2 he uses time of the ages and in Philemon, aginingly. J.N. Darby's translation of the New Testament uses age 65 times for the noun, but in several instances a correct translation in the text is contradicted in his footnotes. The Concordant Literal Translation of the New Testament uses ian for the noun consistently, and aeonian for the adjective in all cases. The Preface of the Numeric English New Testament, by Ivan Penine, has this comment, p. 16, aeonios can safely be rendered eternal, but its noun in his tunnel cannot be rendered into eternity or forever. Hence the in phrases are rendered literally. Penine follows his rule, except at Acts 3:21 where he translates the phrase apenos from of old, and in John's Evangel, where in 11 occurrences out of 13 he does exactly what he had said could not be done. The adjective is translated eternal, except at Rome, 1625, 2 tim, 1, 9, tit, 1, 2, and Philemon 15. In the New Testament or Covenant, by E. Cunnington, the noun is translated correctly either in the text or in the footnotes 28 times, but forever in Matt, 21:19, where it is followed by his note, lit, for the age and elsewhere. Forevermore in this version at Rev. 1, 6 is followed by this note, lit, to the ages of the ages and elsewhere. The first occurrence of the adjective aeonian, at Matt. 18, 8 he translated eternal, but this is followed by his note, lit, age long aeonian and elsewhere. Thus in Cunnington's version, if the notes are overlooked, one will not see the truth expressed by the Greek text. Following are some of the more modern English versions' renderings of these words. For reference purposes, we have listed all the different rendering of the words we are studying. The reader may skip this section if they desire. The manuscript for this book was prepared before several of Bibles which appeared in the 1980s and 1990s came out. That is why they are not included in this section. The New International Version of the New Testament translates NIV as the following, forever, 27 times. Age, including the plural ages, 25 times. Forever and ever, 22 times. Never, 9 times. World, 6 times. Eternal, twice. The universe, twice. Ever, twice. Life, twice. Long ago, twice. And once each with, enduring, forevermore, and time began. The adjective is translated eternal 60 times, everlasting 4 times, beginning of twice, as well as once each with ages past, forever, life, and good. This version translates if 3:11, according to his eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can one explain how God could have an eternal purpose which he accomplished? An eternal purpose can never be accomplished, and if a purpose has been accomplished it cannot be eternal. In the Holy Bible, an American translation, by William E. Beck, NIV, is translated forever 50 times, world 29 times, never 8 times, long ago 3 times, ever 4 times, ages 4 times, and once each time, beginning, and everlasting. At 1:2:6, the noun was not translated, or the translation was so vague one could not tell what word might have been used, although it appears twice in this verse in the text. The adjective is translated everlasting 58 times, forever 6 times, and once each long ago, lasting forever, world began, eternally, and ages ago. In the Jerusalem Bible, NIV is translated forever and ever 23 times, forever 21 times, world 19 times, never 9 times, age 4 times, time 3 times, assured twice, and once each eternal, ever, ancient times, world began, long age, today, age began, last age, all eternity, centuries, worlds, life, and everything there is. For the adjective there are these, eternal 60 times, everlasting twice, eternity twice, and once each eternally, long ago, endless ages, beginning of time, and forever. In the New American Bible, the New Testament, by the St. Anthony Guild, 1971 edition, NIV is translated forever 24 times, age, including the plural ages 23 times, forever and ever 15 times, never 10 times, world 9 times, worldly 3 times, endless ages twice, and once each enduring, worldly way, life demand, ancient times, ever, always, long ago, of old, world's goods, age old, eternity, without end, the universe, and unending ages. The adjective is translated eternal 44 times, everlasting 17 times, and once each endless, without end, last forever, endless ages, ages, lasting, lasts forever, and world began. In the Good News Bible, NIV is translated forever 23 times, forever and ever 22 times, age 13 times, never 7 times, long ago 3 times, life 3 times, eternal 3 times, the universe twice, and once each now or ever, live, all time, ages of time, worlds, ever, and time. The adjective is translated eternal 63 times, beginning of time twice, and once each long ages, lasts forever, last forever, all time, and unfailing. In the Kingdom Interlinear Translation of the Greek Scriptures, the noun aeon is translated system of things 33 times, forever 28 times, forever and ever 20 times, never 6 times, of old 3 times, eternity twice, and once each of old time, eternal, ever, and indefinite past. The interlinear was translated consistently age for the singular and ages for the plural. The adjective aeonian is translated everlastingly 65 times, long-lasting 3 times, and forever once. In the interlinear, it is incorrectly translated everlasting, except at Philemon 15 where it is everlasting lie. This is a time of apostasy, so while some groups do teach and believe the truth concerning the aeons, others have departed from what the scriptures say, not only about the aeons, but also about equally vital truths. Although it would seem several translators, such as those cited above, realize that an and aeonios cannot be construed to mean endless time, yet they refuse to use a word which more closely expresses the Greek. Rather, they have chosen to use the inconsistent renderings that have been shown in this book. The learned Catholic men who translated and authorized the Jerusalem Bible and the New American Bible seem to be oblivious of the fact that the large Catholic Bible dictionary titled the Encyclopedic Dictionary of the Bible says p. 693, eternity. The Bible hardly speaks of eternity in the philosophical sense of infinite duration without beginning or end. The Hebrew word olam, which is used alone, bs. 61, 8, etc., or with various prepositions, gn. 322, etc., in contexts where it is traditionally translated as forever, means in itself no more than for an indefinitely long period. Thus mi olam does not mean from eternity but single quote or f old gn. 6, 4, etc. In the NTM is used as the equivalent of olam. Here the translators have consistently ignored what their own authorities tells them, and have used words which do convey the idea of endless time. Because Orthodox scholars contradict themselves even within their own organizations, when it comes to these words, it often becomes difficult for sincere students to get their true original meaning. The following letter illustrates the point. An analytical study of words, table of contents. This page was published here with the permission of Tentmaker.